Afters, Lift Me Up, WWIV. Jason Cairns lifts us up in the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's my mom's birthday today.
Happy birthday to your mom.
It's amazing that she's 39 and I'm 59. I don't know how that all worked, but anyhow.
Right. Yeah, that happens. I think it's just kind of must have something to do with quantum physics or something like that.
I think it does. Yeah, for sure. And I got to see her yesterday because drove Peggy to the airport at O'Hare. Took a little longer than we thought, but anyhow. And then I'm like, my mom's birthday is the next day, so I scoot over there to Milwaukee. It's about a 75-minute drive. Traffic made it a little longer. And had a little dinner together and then got back by 10 last night. So
you must have had a long day then.
That was a lot of driving.
Yeah. That's a lot of driving.
But I got to say, in terms of, as Peggy and I just have a wonderful chance to talk this 4 to 5 hour, closer to 5 hour trip. And it's like, wow, we need to do this more. I mean, car sure. rides are so good for that conversation, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then it's just like, I don't know, like, I think we both have had, you know, church exposure in the past where they really emphasize the dating, you know, date your wife and everything.
Right.
And then, I don't know, you can have certain routines, especially as you're raising kids, and then it's easy to fall out of that.
Yeah, we're definitely in a space where we have fallen out of that. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think we were so consistent about it before all the stuff with COVID, and then we've been so inconsistent since then.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, anyhow, that's a little bit of my world.
So you did a marathon date. That's great.
Yeah. No, it was really good. It was really good. And so she's gone for a couple of weeks, so prayers appreciated on that front. And, yes, Teamwork Africa continues. But one of the things we did, you and her have both had this idea. When, in terms of the Bob Goff book, Love Does, you both have said, wow, if I wrote a book, I would do it like that, like the collection of stories,
yep.
not this whole chronological order of how things happen. And
sure.
so we actually, I wrote it down on my little yellow pad on my phone, like came up with 40 different chapter ideas. How about that?
Huh. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
I mean, just stories to tell, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the sort of work that actually both of you do, there's lots of stories to be told.
So let's, at breakfast on Saturday, let's come up with the chapter ideas for your next book.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think I'd have 40. Maybe I would. I don't know.
All right. Well, I've got some ideas for it. So. you've got the you've lived the life. You've got the material. You're well
yep.
read. I think the people are hungry for another book from you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've put one out. So
I know.
Yep.
Okay. It is February 21st. We're a week into Lent now.
Yep.
And we've got 1 Peter 4, 14 through 16.
Is it 14 through 16 or 17 and 19?
I drove so much, I'm silly here. 17 through 19.
Right. It says, for the time has come for a judgment, and it must begin with God's household. And it must begin, and if judgment begins with us, what terrible fate awaits those who have never obeyed God's good news? And also, if the righteous are barely saved, what will happen to godless sinners? So if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to the God who created you, for he will never fail you.
Hmm. Yeah, we're closing out 1 Peter 4 today. How about that? Here we go. The last
yep.
three verses from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, that you can order off Amazon. Looks like the old phone book, actually. Judgment comes to everyone, believers and non-believers alike. Get your own house in order. You cannot save yourself, and it's only by my goodness and mercy that you're made right with me. If even righteousness is not enough to protect you, imagine what will become of those who pursue evil. Still, do not let these mysteries overwhelm you. Live as well as you can and leave the outcome to me.
Yeah, I think for me there's that idea of leaving it in God's hands. You know, I think we can get really into navel-gazing and rather than trusting the God of goodness and love.
Mm. Yeah, kind of a fine line with that right? Because
right.
there is a place for an inside look, but don't get lost
yep.
there.
Right, exactly.
Very yep. good.
I think it ultimately comes down to God's grace.
Solving the world's problems 5 minutes at a time.
Right.
Thank you, friend.
Talk to you later.
I love that slogan. Yes, birthdays. And starting with my mom today. I mentioned 39. She may be a tad older since I'm 59, but hey, she is healthy, and she is exercising 3 times a week at the gym. It's incredible. It's amazing. She and my stepdad doing fantastic in that regard, trying to eat right. And, yeah, it was a wonderful blessing to be able to see her after dropping off Peggy at O'Hara yesterday for the latest trip to Liberia. In fact, she may even be listening this morning. And so she's, I can see the text thanking me for the gift card from last night. And this, she's listening. Yeah, there you go. So this is what I shared with her, the text from last night. I said, hi, Mom. Let her know I got home about 10. I said, happy birthday to the best mom ever. Thanks for all your incredible generosity and for being such a wonderful, loving encourager. And she is that. So happy birthday to the rest of you. I'm sure I hope you got a great mom, but privileged and fortunate to have the best mom. And thanks to Birthday Bob in Rice Lake, who also extends happy birthday to Margie Spicer. Says, so nice to hear you were able to see her and have a meal together yesterday and celebrate this very special day. Warm wishes and many birthday blessings. Yeah, she had a number of cards from friends. It was really cool. All right, others with birthdays. Randy checking in on the listener line at 715-396-1670.
Yeah, I'd like to give a happy birthday shout-out to my grandson, Micah Vandaloo, who turns 8 today in Fall Creek. God bless you, Micah. You have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Randy. Boy, Micah, you got a wonderful grandpa in Grandpa Randy. So happy birthday. I hope it's your best birthday yet. Others with birthdays, we need to move it along here today. Happy birthday to Jeff Fagan, Craig Peterson, Daniel Flomo in Liberia, where Peggy is heading. Diane Farley, happy birthday to Diane. Well, either Teresa or Dan Goble has a birthday today. One of the two of them, happy birthday. They share a Facebook page, I guess. Sean Paul Moe, Rachel Dilliman, our own Fred Scholl's daughter, with the birthday today. Happy birthday, Rachel. One of the best worship leaders I've ever had a chance to be led in worship by. She's fantastic. Sheila Gagner and Greg Smith, our former sales manager, also with birthdays today. They share this as a birthday with the likes of Tyne Daly from Cagney and Lacey and Judging Amy. Anybody remember the show Cagney and Lacey? Others with birthdays, Anthony Daniels, C-3PO in the Star Wars films is 78 today. William Peterson from CSI, 71. Kelsey Grammer, Frasier, but also in the Jesus Revolution movie as Pastor Chuck Smith is 69, actually, Kelsey. Titus Burgess from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, 45. Jennifer Love Hewitt, I remember her from Party of Five, is 45. Actor-director Jordan Peele from Get Out and Us is 45. Ashley Green from Twilight, 37. Elliot Page from Inception and the Umbrella Academy, 37. Corbin Blue from High School Musical, 35. And Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, just 28 today. Our promise of the day, Psalm chapter 9, verse 10. You can trust in me, for I will never forsake you. You can trust in me, for I will never forsake you. Psalm 9, verse 10. Check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. Hey, on the CCM music scene, Jeff Moore from Jeff Moore in the Distance back in the day. He's 63 today. So much great music from him. But with Stephen Curtis Chapman in concert on Thursday night, tomorrow night at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, how about this tune he does with his good buddy, SC Squared? Thanks to you on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show, and Caleb is back. Welcome back.
Yeah, took a little bit of a short trip down to southwestern Iowa, Harlan, Iowa, to be specific, to see my grandparents. And this was kind of a makeup trip. We didn't get to spend Christmas with them. Usually, we spend some time in the summer, and Christmas is kind of our tradition to go down there. And because of sickness, we just weren't able to make it. And so, we kind of staggered trips along with my younger sister, who went with her kids as well, too. And so they went a day earlier than we were able to. And so we were kind of all together for Sunday and part of Monday, and really enjoyed just spending time with Grandma and Grandpa. And it's something, too, where I look at it afterward and it's like, oh, I didn't get a lot of pictures. And I think what I appreciate about being there in Iowa and being with my grandparents is that I just kind of put my phone away and just make the memories together. Again, just chatting with my grandparents or visiting, as they call it, down there, too. It's just, they're so many memories that I have in their house and hanging out with them. And now, again, as I get older and older, I think I just treasure more and more the time to just spend with them. We don't need to be doing anything special. We don't have to have some activity planned. We don't have to have some big to-do. It's just being with you guys, just being with you. And again, my grandma's 87, my grandpa's 90, and I think I've become more and more aware that you never know when will be the last time, when will be that last conversation, and Lord willing, not for a long time. But man, I know as someone who just can be so focused on all the things that need to be done each day to just kind of put the device away and interact with them, see my kids interacting with them, how much they love their great grandparents. That was a sweet time for us, despite all the driving that it took to get there.
A lot of driving, so. But I mean, for sure. And how great for your kids to be able to share in those same location and memory with your beloved grandparents.
Yeah, it again was just a special time, a sweet time. So I'm very grateful and loved having dry roads as well too. I told my wife, I don't know that we've ever been here in February before. Again, usually it's Christmas time or in the summer. And apparently February in southwestern Iowa almost hit 60 degrees yesterday.
Crazy.
So that's fantastic. Maybe that's the El Nino effect or whatever it is, but I will take every bit of it when traveling.
Yeah, we'll see how warm it is this summer. But for now, wow, what a spring-like February.
Yes, enjoy the time away. And but again, as soon as we get back in the seat here, reminding you, please get your tickets for that Stephen Curtis Chapman concert. It's tomorrow night. You can get tickets at the door. Can even save a little bit on some ticket fees that way. Again, WWIB.com under the events tab if you'd like to get your tickets there or at the door tomorrow night at the Pablo Center.
I'll tell you what is right around the corner, maybe not quite as soon as that song, is the movie Ordinary Angels opening soon at Micon Cinemas. And, you know, I've been saying this, the idea of faith-based movies continue to grow and improve. Think of a lot of them that have had an Academy Award winner like this one does with Hilary Swank. She's so good. I loved her in Freedom Writers. I think she got the Academy Award for a different movie, but she and Alan Richardson heading up this cast, a movie our staff saw, about a real-life story of something that happened 30 years ago.
Yeah, and again, this was 1994 and incredible events. And again, it just, I mentioned probably before, too, I love seeing at the end of the movie when they have some archival news footage and things like that. It just reinforces, like, no, this actually happened. This actually happened. And I know Hilary Swank was quoted as saying, I wish they would make more movies like this, more movies like this. And you think about all the things that she's been in and won Academy Awards and said, hey, this kind of movie, this kind of film is important, and we need more stories like this. Again, real stories. And talking about finding your purpose. Again, she plays Sharon, who's a hairdresser, struggles with alcoholism, has kind of driven her family away. But she finds, again, her purpose in serving others and in helping others, including this single father who has a daughter who's critically ill. And it's an incredibly inspiring story. And I was moved to tears, absolutely. Oh. And it doesn't take much, but still, I really was.
Yeah, Alan Richardson, who people may know from a popular show. It's on one of the streaming channels. And so, and he's a brother in the Lord, my understanding. And so they head up this cast. And I have to say, as I watch it, I'm like, wow, because it's such an incredible story. You will kind of be like, that really happened? That is amazing. It really is, right? It's amazing.
Yeah. And again, we want to use this as an opportunity as well to give back to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. Again, with my nephews, I think I've become more attuned with just the incredible work that Make-A-Wish does. Heard of it, but then when it's a family member being served by this, realize just what an important organization that is, and again, just bringing hope and light to families going through devastating illnesses. And so it'd be wonderful to see support as much as possible for Make-A-Wish. You can go to our website, wwib.com/angels, and can give right there if you'd like to make a gift. You can also buy an angel cutout at any Micon Cinemas location. They'll be displaying those in the lobby, and those funds will also 100% be given to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. And there's a giveaway aspect to this as well, too, if you go to our website.
Yeah, so the whole Ordinary Angels promotion, we'd love to have you take in and take part in this with us and support this great film.
Yeah, and again, there's an opportunity for you to nominate someone, an ordinary angel, as it were, in your life for a chance to win a Mikon VIP movie experience for four with pizza and pop and tickets to the movie, popcorn, the whole deal. So WWIB.com/angels.
Chi High needs a clear. Can they get it out? Yes, they do! And here is the open netter by Jackson!
Yes!
There you go! Chi High is moving on to the sectional final with the empty netter right there by Jackson Hoy, his second goal of the game.
That was Greg Stewart last night on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvik on the call. Chi High in a battle of state-ranked teams against Eau Claire Memorial ends the Old Abe season 3-0. The final, Chippewa Falls, the number one-ranked boys hockey team in the state, will now move on Saturday afternoon in Hudson for the sectional final. The right to go to state, they will face Stevens Point.
Well, Caleb, we are now under 35 hours until the Stephen Curtis Chapman Still Tour arrives at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire tomorrow night at 7.
Counting down to that as we have been ever since we found out it was coming here too against Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's been a bit since he's been here in the Chippewa Valley, and looking forward to this. World-class musicians, what he brings with, again, the artistry, the lyrics, the stories, and multimedia as well, as he mentioned to us. It will be a night to remember.
Absolutely. And we've talked about his 50 number one songs. And I was just kind of pondering that. I mean, you start off in the 80s and just continue on with, you know, from slow to upbeat and everything in between. I mean, just think of all of the songwriting. I mean, we spoke with him for about 10 minutes here recently, end of January. But I mean, just kind of an amazing songwriter, and then to be able to sing and travel as much as he has, amazing.
Yeah, and again, so much meaning behind so many of these songs, and I think what often means the most when you come to these concerts is hearing maybe things you've never heard before on the radio or YouTube or what have you about how these songs came to be, and hearing the heart behind them and the gospel hope behind them. And we've been urging people as well, Havel, that this is a great concert to bring a friend to and someone who might not even know the Lord, but maybe is going through some difficult times in their life. Because I think Stephen Curtis Chapman can talk as well about the journey that he's been on, and certainly from his growing up years to, again, it's not like everything suddenly got easy for him after he made his name in Christian music. There were some incredibly dark and difficult times that the Lord has brought him through, and he can sing and testify to that.
Absolutely, and so it will be a time of remembering and celebrating, and I think it'll be winsome. You've talked in the past, like, you've never regretted, you know, Christian concerts always, it may be a struggle to get there for one reason or another, but when you do, you're like, wow, that was helpful, that's encouraging, and we say that even stronger with SC Squared, right? He delivers.
Yes, it's money well spent, it truly is. So again, would urge you to get your tickets, WWIB.com, under the events tab. You can get them at the Pablo Box Center today, or you can get them tomorrow before the show as well, too. So WWIB.com under the events tab to get them right here, right now, or Pablo Center box office later when they open, or tomorrow. But we would love, love to see you there tomorrow night.
Well, going back to 1999, this is the title song off of his album that year. It was 3 years after Signs of Life. He came out with Speechless.
Chocolate, yummy chocolate. It's so super sweet. Chocolate, chocolate. My favorite treat to eat. Look at this chocolate bar. I'll break it in. Share together chalk for me and you. Oh, it tastes so good, sweet like nothing else. Don't hold it too long, eat it before it melts. Chocolate, yummy chocolate. It's so.
So we have chocolate and flowers.
Chocolate.
Well, we have for you this morning, you know, it is February and it's been a week since Valentine's Day. So, in fact, one of my kids went out to try to find some discounted candy at one of the area stores, and they were like, yeah, and not a lot left over by Saturday.
It's kind of a second holiday, honestly, yeah. February 15th.
Yes, so we've got for you the rules of chocolate this morning.
Because there are rules of chocolate.
Yeah. For instance, if you've got melted chocolate all over your hands, you're eating it too slowly.
be wise and learn the rules of chocolate here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Chocolate covered raisins, cherries, orange slices, and strawberries all count as fruit, so eat as many as you want.
The problem, how to get 2 pounds of chocolate home from the store in a hot car. The solution, eat it in the parking lot.
Again, a lot of wisdom here. The rules of chocolate on the WIB Wake Up Show. How about this? A nice box of chocolates can provide your total daily intake of calories in one place. Isn't that handy?
Here's another one. The rules of chocolate. If calories are an issue, store your chocolate on top of the fridge. Calories are afraid of heights, and they'll jump out of the chocolate to protect themselves.
Science.
Wow.
The rules of chocolate. Two more here on the WIB Wake Up Show and WWIB. If you eat equal amounts of dark chocolate and white chocolate, that is a balanced diet.
I didn't know.
And again, I'm sure this is scientifically proven. There's journals.
Yes. Sure. Chocolate journal. And finally, always put eat chocolate at the top of your list of things to do today. At least you'll get one thing done.
There you go.
The rules of chocolate.
On the WIB Wake Up Show.